I'll make room for two, you and I, Jesus. You are all that.
Hallelujah, people of God. I'm so excited to come your way once again with the word of God to help us to build our relationship with Jesus. If you've been following this podcast for a while, you would understand that our main theme is to help the child of God build a relationship with Jesus. And we have been looking at this one scripture for a very long time. In Romans chapter 8, Bible says that, and all things work together for good for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. We have established over the weeks the fact that there are some prayers we are praying today. There are some battles we are fighting today, and there are some races we are running today that will not be resolved based on the approach we are using. But the only solution to come out of them is to have a relationship with Jesus. Because as the scriptures have said, all things work together for the good of them that love God. We have established again that if only we can love God, then these things will work together for our good. In this month of September, we want to dedicate the month to getting to know how you can establish a relationship with Jesus. We believe that after listening to the podcast for a while, your desire to be like Jesus has increased. Your love to want to become more like Jesus has started. There is a burning desire in you that you want to have a relationship with Jesus. But the question has always been, how do I start a relationship with Jesus? And for those of us who have already started, we keep wondering, how do I maintain this relationship with Jesus? You start today, you read your Bible, you pray, and then the next day you forget to do it. You are caught up with work and all those things. So you wonder, how do I maintain a constant relationship with Jesus? How do I leave the realm of ups and downs in my walk with God? In this month of September, by the grace of God and by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I want to look at how to start a relationship with Jesus. I want to look at how to maintain a relationship with Jesus and build a lasting relationship with him. And to help us do this, we must understand that there are levels of our relationship with Jesus. And at each level, there is something you need to do. So if you are at level A and you are doing what is required of you in level B, you skip a step and it becomes difficult to be consistent. If we are able to remain consistent, we will perfect our work with him and we will get to the level we want to get to. In the Gospel of Luke chapter 5, Bible says that Jesus Christ entered into a boat that belonged to a certain man called Simeon, and he asked him to move a bit from the land. Bible said as he did so, Jesus started teaching the people and ministering to them, which is the thing that Jesus really enjoyed doing. One of the things that Jesus enjoyed doing was to gather the people and to teach them the word of God, to reorient their thinking and to help them to conform to the scriptures. But something happened in the verse 4 that Jesus stopped speaking and said to Simeon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your net for a catch." Child of God, you've been listening to tapes for a very long time. You've been listening to people preach for a very long time. But it is time for you to launch out into the deep for a catch. Launch out into the deep of the spirit. There are dimensions in the spirit we need to launch out into. There are dimensions in prayer we need to get there. There are dimensions in the study of the word that we need to experience. There are realms of encounter and realms of visitation that we need to experience. These are the things that bring excitement in our spirit. They are baits of the spirit that draws us deeper into our walk with Jesus and our relationship with him. And so Jesus Christ sees Peter, who had just moved from being a convert into a disciple. And Jesus says to him that you cannot stay here forever. You cannot always stay here and be listening to me. Launch out into the deep. The waters stands for the Spirit of God. So what Jesus was asking Peter to do was to move a bit deeper into the things of the Spirit. And for some of us, we need to take this bold step of launching out into the deep in prayer. You have been going for prayer meetings. Yes, I don't deny the fact that it is good. Keep going and build up your faith. However, in your own closet, build up your prayer life. You have been going for Bible studies, always in groups, but it is time for you to set time for yourself behind the scriptures and go deeper. And that is what Jesus was saying, that enough of the group meetings, enough of the group things that you've been doing all this while, Peter, launch out into the deep. And Bible said it came to pass that as Peter did, that he saw results. But in verse 5 of Luke chapter 5, Peter was expressing a fear, which most of us express all the time. Peter said to Jesus, I have done this all night and have seen no result. So for some of us, we have been doing it all night and we see no result. For some of us, we have practiced these things that we have read from books. We have practiced this thing that we have heard from men of God. And because of that, we really don't know how this relationship with God works. We really don't understand the dynamics of how having a relationship with God works. And so when you hear launch out into the deep and go deeper into the realms of the spirit with your walk with Jesus, it becomes a bit difficult. But I want to use this opportunity to give you just a few steps that will help you to grow. And the most important thing you need to understand is that it is not about speed, and it is not about how perfect you become. The fact that you have a relationship with God does not mean sin will not come your way. The fact that you become intimate with God does not mean that you will not fall short at a point in time. Those things will happen. But when it happens, our ability to stand and to continue with God is what makes the difference. In Genesis chapter 17, from verse 1, Bible says that, and when Abraham was 99 years, God appeared to him and said that, Abraham, you are 99 years, but I want you to walk before me and be blameless. Our walk with God and our relationship with him has nothing to do with age. An interesting thing is that when you read the verse 16, this is where the Bible was talking about Ishmael and Hagar. So Abraham had just slept with his maidservant and given birth outside of his marital home. And yet God comes in the next chapter and says that it doesn't matter what has happened between you and Hagar, and it doesn't matter your age, I want you to still walk before me. I want you to have a relationship with me. And child of God, it is important to understand that when God wanted to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis chapter 19, he did not speak with anybody. He did not seek the mind of anybody except this Abraham. And God makes a profound statement when he said that, shall I hide anything from Abraham, my friend? There is a realm in the spirit with our relationship with God we get to, that God would need us, our opinion on certain matters, before he takes a decision. Each and every realm in the spirit we get to with our relationship with God has a way that God relates with us. And the first thing is for us to be born again. Like we've been saying in Matthew chapter 4 verse 19, Bible says that, and he called them and said, come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. So the place where we have been separated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. In Genesis chapter 12, God called Abraham and separated him from his kindred. So whatever happens before you can have a relationship with Jesus, you need to have been separated. You need to have been born again. And after you have been born again and been separated, you are now qualified to be a disciple. So after calling them, the people who were once in darkness, they became the disciples of Jesus. And so everybody knows about the 12 disciples. It was after they had started their relationship by being born again, by coming to Jesus, and they became disciples. What happens at the level of being a disciple? When we say a disciple means a follower, one that has given up their life to learn from another person. So you give up your way of life so that you can learn from another who is superior to you. And so all the time the disciples went to Jesus and they said, Jesus, teach us on this. Jesus, teach us on that. Jesus, teach us. So they went to him and said, Jesus, teach us to pray. Jesus, why should we fast? Why is it that we talk about divorce? All the time, their questions were, why should we do this? Why should we do that? Because the level of being a disciple has to do with the state of learning and clearing our minds on many issues. And for a lot of us, we have stayed at this place for very long. The reason is because the things that we ought to learn, the things that we need to know, we are not giving ourselves diligently to learning them. And Paul said to Timothy that till I come to you again, give yourself to learning. So learning is very important. If they had not given themselves to learning, it would have been difficult for them to have survived in the absence of Jesus. So it is not enough to be born again, but most importantly, to come to the place where you give yourself to learning. And after you have learned enough, you now move on to the stage of being a servant. The prophet Amos chapter 3, he said that the Lord God will do nothing except he first reveals it to his servants, the prophet. The servants are those that carried out the duties of their master. So you learn as a disciple, you move on to be his servant to carry out his duties. Servants do not have their own way of life. You live according to the dictates of your master. So God, what shall I do? God, what should I do about this issue? God, how should we go about this? He has taught you about winning souls. He has taught you about prayer. When you become a servant, you don't pray things you want to pray. You don't win the kind of souls you think you should win, but you win what God is asking you to do. You follow his leadings. So the state of servanthood is a place where we follow the leadings of God after he has taught us. And we need to build ourselves in obeying his leading so we can really conform and obey his will until we learn his voice in the state of discipleship and learn to obey him in the state of servanthood. There is no way we can please God. All these stages blend together to make our relationship with God a success. You got born again. You cannot be an ordinary Christian. So you are going deeper. How do you go deeper? You go deeper by being a disciple. Learn the word of God. Study at the feet of Jesus. And as you study, you have to put what you study into practice. Nevertheless, the life that you live, it is not yours. So at the stage of servanthood, you do not do things that please you. As for me, this is how I want to do it. No, it is how God wants you to do it. And you don't have a say, but you do it. And finally, you move on to the fourth stage, the stage of being a friend with God. So Jesus said to the disciples that I no longer call you servants, but I call you friends. I no longer call you servant, but I call you friends. After you have learned to obey the leadings of God and you are walking in his ways, you no longer become a servant. So there is no stage that is permanent. What you become is that you become a friend of God. And child of God, when you become a friend of God, Bible says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 18 and 19, he says that, come therefore, let us reason together. So there is a state in your life where you can reason with God. Moses saw God face to face. He reasoned with him on the life of Israel and bargained for their destiny. Abraham knew about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah because he had worked with God. He had learned the things God likes and the things he does not like. And he had learned how to be led by the Spirit of God. He was able to bargain for the righteous in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. And God listened to him. And so prayer is not just an issue of opening your mouth and asking God for anything that you want. Prayer is not just an issue of coming to the place where God, I need it, I need that, and declaring things that you see in the scripture. Prayer is first a relationship with God. And that relationship is an issue of being a friend of Jesus. There are deeper dimensions of the spirit we need to get to. Peter was in the boat and he saw Jesus walking on the water. And he didn't know how that was possible. And he said, this is a ghost. Jesus said, I am no ghost. Peter, come up hither. So there is a place the Spirit is beckoning us to come to. There is a place the Spirit is inviting us to come to. We cannot always stay at the place of taking milk. We need to go to the place of breaking bones. And the Spirit is beckoning us to come deeper. The Spirit is beckoning us to come deeper. Move away from the place of always behaving like a baby. When you go before God, have the child mentality. It helps you to relate better with God. However, you cannot continue to say, I want to be an ordinary Christian. You need to move away from that mentality. Come to the place where you are doing the will of the Master. He calls you at night. Get up and pray. And you get up without question. You begin to pray. He tells you, move in this direction. Without question, you do it. Paul says that, as for me, the life that I live, it is not I, but Christ that lives in me. In the book of Acts chapter 20, Paul says that I've been all this while, the only thing I keep hearing is the things I will suffer when I go to Jerusalem. Nevertheless, my sole aim is to see the will of God being done. And so, irrespective of what Paul saw, nothing stopped him because he had learned to obey the leadings of the Spirit. There is a realm for us to be. There is a dimension God is calling us into. Our relationship with Him is crucial. A relationship with Him is crucial. You cannot give birth to a child and the child will forever remain a child in his mind and in his thinking, even when he's 30 years old. There is a time in your life as a parent where you do not relate with your child as a baby, but you can call them to take decisions with them. They are still your children, but they grow to a level where you know that now, though they are my children, their minds are mature to help me make decisions. And so sometimes, for some of us, our parents call us to take decisions with us. It is relationship, and it is because we have grown to become matured and have wisdom to be able to counsel them. Sometimes very difficult decisions at their workplace. Sometimes difficult decisions in their marriages. Even among colleagues, they involve you in the matter, not because they need just anybody to talk to, but because they know you have grown from the level of being a toddler to the place where you can help them make decisions. And so God, when He was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, after leaving, He said, no, I am not doing something right. I cannot do anything and hide it from my friend. Let me seek His opinion. And God told him, this is what I want to do. And all Abraham did was to tell him, God, you cannot destroy the righteous along with the wicked. Child of God, God desires you to come and reason with Him. God desires you to enter a realm that you move away from the shallow things of this world, move away from demons, move away from the mentality of witches, move away from the mentality of sin, and come to the place where you sit down and dine with God. And Jesus says, I stand at the door and knock. If anybody hears me and open up, I will come in and dine with them. He does not just dine with anybody. He dines with people who are ready to open up the door of their heart and accept this call. The deep is calling you today. The deep is calling you today. Child of God, come up into deeper dimensions of your relationship with God. Come up into deeper dimensions of your walk with God. Hallelujah. God bless you so much for listening. I want you to pray this prayer and tell God that, God, bid me to come up higher. Bid me to come up higher. There is a dimension the Spirit is calling you to. Ask God to help you to go there. Ask God to help you to maintain this level, to help you to follow His leading. Begin to talk to God. The Lord bless you so much once again. My name is Brother Gideon Ewuku. You can WhatsApp me on 0249-905514. So we'll meet again next week. Stay blessed and dive into the deep. God bless you.